Hey everybody, it's Melissa here, wanting to send an audio boo here on Audio Boom, and I hope everyone is doing well. You're gonna have to forgive me. I don't sound the most cheerful, and I don't feel cheerful, so, yeah, but I'm intending on taking part in this this month-long challenge that Audio Boo has got us doing. And it's called February instead of February. F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y. And I guess from what I'm gathering, because I haven't been able to pay close attention to Twitter, I've been reading it a little bit, but I may have to go current because everybody's tweeting about the Super Bowl. So I don't know who won, if anybody won, what happened. I don't know. I haven't checked, but everybody's going to talk about it on the news. They're going to talk. So my thing is, unless I really care about the sport, why watch it? But anyway, I know that, today's topic is what apps do you use most of the time? I have to say, if I had to make a list of the top five, I mean, I use a ton of them, a lot on my phone. But if I had to make the list of the top five, not in any random order, but I use VoiceStream a lot. I use Audio Boom. Now these are apps I make use of. So VoiceStream Reader. I use VoiceStream Writer, but obviously it's new and I haven't gotten fully immersed into it, but I really like it. So I use VoiceStream Reader. I use, like I said, Audio Boom. And what else? I'm trying to think. I know there's the other three I had in my mind, but they skipped a blank. Audio Boom, VoiceStream Reader. I use games. I play games too, but I kind of don't count those as the type top five. Let's see. Oh, Umail. That's one that I really like for my iPhone. It's really cool. Let's see, where the other top two that I use. they had to do with audio too. Well, I use Dropbox a lot. I record voice journal entries, and I record, so the fourth one is Dropbox. I really, really had it all in my mind, and I totally blanked it completely. The fifth one I would have to say is TechSync. Now I use TechSync a lot. I like having to type on my laptop keyboard instead of a Bluetooth sometimes because I find Bluetooth interference a pain because sometimes you may type a letter and it types like 90 of them. And I don't know why, but it does. So that's nice. I've been getting into other apps. Like, I found My Daily Journal. It's not as accessible. I found out My Daily Thoughts was made by the same company. And I found out My Daily Journal was their newer one. So I paid for My Daily Thoughts. First, they had My Thoughts. First they had My Daily Thoughts, and then it was, it was My Thoughts, but then they, pulled the app out of the app store and made a new rendition of it, a newer version, and I paid for both of those apps, and they both turned out not to work with VoiceOver. This one It does. So I'm very inward. I'm very, you know, I like to record journals and I like to do things. but as far as games, I've been playing Trivia Crack a lot. Hanging with friends, okay. Dice World, I don't know why, but I just haven't gotten... I like Dice World, I play it, but I'm just like... I play Farkle on RS Games. I play Yahtzee on RS Games. So really, between the two, between RS Games, between Dice World, it's kind of a toss-up. Those are games that... I mean, I like games where things are constantly new, where you're learning new stuff, where things are changing, where things are happening differently, you know, like some text adventures. You know, things are just different. It's not just roll a dice and see what happens. Boring. I mean, nothing against Dice World. I actually like it. It's actually a fun little app with some great games. But, yeah, those are, the ones I like. So I'm so sorry, you guys, I'm really not doing so great, but, better late than never. Here's my lousy, but true contribution to February, day one, and I will be back tomorrow. It's still technically day one for me because I'm in California. So, and well, the East Coast, they're getting ready to head into midnight pretty soon too. So, but yeah, so I'm going to record this and send it up. don't know what tomorrow's topic is or is going to be or was or will. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, you never know. So, who makes up the topics? I think, these are pretty cool. These are pretty cool. I've tried to participate in this challenge before, but I was never successful at it. I got too involved in school, and so I'm gonna try and participate in this challenge, maybe talk about stuff that's going on at school. Because I know that when you participate in this challenge, the topics are suggested to kind of get people's thoughts flowing. But I don't think you're required to talk about the topic. I think the main part of the challenge is that you post one audio recording a day. And so this is my contribution. Again, guys, I'm really sorry. I don't feel all that great tonight. So... if you pray that I get better, and, yeah, anyways, la, 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 so take care, guys. I'm probably just gonna relax and turn in after watching the news and get some shut-eye and hopefully sleep peacefully with this cold. It's not easy, but NyQuil is your friend. Anyway, take care. I'm just rambling on about nothing in particular. 1 minute and 24 seconds. Yeah, that's what I'm famous for. Yeah. I am the world's worst chatterbox. This chatterbox never gets turned off, never gets closed. The box is always open. You know, they always say think inside the box or think out of the box. With me, I don't think because I don't use a box. Anyway, no, I think, but I just don't use a box. I'm totally rambling on today, guys. I'm so sorry. So yeah, 39 seconds. Take care, everybody, and rock the house. We'll see some great February posts. And maybe some thoughts about the Super Bowl and stuff like that. God, I can't believe it's already February. Holy moly. Anyway, take care, guys. Thanks for listening and have a great evening. And enjoy. Bye. 12 seconds. Pause recording. Button.